from Victoria's racing heartland, the show dedicated to keeping Victoria country racing strong. Welcome to Coffee Country with Harry Coffee, Maggie Payne and Gareth Hall.
Where we belong, country racing strong, it's got it all.
Hello to you, Maggie Payne. Welcome back to Coffee Country. Hello, Maggie.
Hey, Gareth, how are you?
Hello,
I'm
Maggie.
I'm just looking at the radar of Wodonga, okay. And I haven't had much sleep last night, so I got up nearly every hour just to check the sky.
Because you had to make a decision, didn't you, to make the call whether we go or not?
Yeah, basically, yep. In charge of all the men here that are heading up, but yep. We're going to head up.
All
right, we're
going
to go, and we made the decision with Mitch, who was our official track walker at Wodonga, and he said It's held up pretty well, the track. He said it was around, a heavy 7 at the moment,
yep.
And it was still pouring rain, but we're going to head up.
Well, it's great to have the man that will be there as well at Wodonga tomorrow as Coffee Country goes on the road. And we thought he might not be getting there, Harry Coffee, but it looks like he is. He's got a couple of rides there, and he heads to Wodonga on a Friday afternoon. Harry Coffee, welcome back.
Thank you. Is that a round of applause?
It is. I tell you what, I haven't seen Austie Coffey's speech yet, but my mail is he was absolutely superb, Austie.
Oh, bad mail. Very bad. Mum did it. Dad pussied out. So
did he really?
He said to Marie, you better do it. The last time he spoke, he reckoned he made a balls up of it, and he said Mum's accepted a few Country Cup trophies in her time, okay, on behalf of Dad, and thought that she did well thanking the sponsors. So best for her to do her first wedding speech.
I've got rorted there.
You have?
Yes, yes.
Well, Jai, congratulations firstly, Harry, to you and Taylor, but Jai, your best mate, and your groomsman dobbed you in on Tuesday and said that you're getting a bit nervous heading to the wedding. And, Austie didn't make the speech, but what did he give you a few words of advice heading into the ceremony?
He went a bit weird, actually, the 2 days leading up. Quiet. He was actually a little bit worse than me, but we got the suits on and he drove us out to Murray Downs, and he just said, good luck, boys. Not even a special one to me, it was just boys. Yeah. So, and then as soon as the party started, he got into it and had a bit of fun. So, yeah, he was a bit different usually. It must have meant a bit to him.
Did he cry?
He had the sunglasses on and cowboy hat facing down. We were lucky it was an outside wedding. He could wear his hat, so I don't know what he did.
Who was best on ground?
There was a few pretty good. My nan went really well. She's 80 plus, and
yeah. She
went really well. She even backed up really well on the Sunday, buttering bread rolls all day. She buttered 40 bread rolls, and David Eustace cooked egg and bacon for all of them, so he went well on the barbecue. But no, we went pretty well. I must admit, Joy, he had a really good time, and he would have been in the vote along with a couple of my schoolmates. So the show blended in pretty well, yeah.
Now, talking about crying, Maggie said to me the other day, I've got a video. Can you listen to this and see if it will be suited to radio? So I was in the car at the time, so I put it through the Bluetooth, and I did get a little bit emotional listening to this story. You can explain it, Maggie, before we play it. It goes for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, we obviously filmed the new Country Racing Strong campaign, and we headed up to Swan Hill and Austie's and Harry's, and we met a beautiful young girl called Shanae, who Harry's probably next to in the truck heading to Bendigo today, who's made her debut race riding in the last couple of weeks.
Yep.
Shanae had a fall that was pretty well known, I guess, to the RSN community and the racing community in 2019 at Trackwork, and this is, I guess, a bit of a story we put together in a road to redemption, and she's currently an RV apprentice making her way through the ranks.
Sit back, you'll enjoy this.
I'm Shanae Meyer. I'm an apprentice jockey based at Swan Hill for Austie Coffey. From a young age, I've always loved the ponies, and it was 12 when I started riding racehorses at a farm, and then started doing track work when I was 14, and then I come to Austie's when I was 16, and he took me on and helped me. Austie and his family, they're like family to me.
She's really competitive. She's good at, you know, probably not letting horses beat her. She sticks at it and gets that horse going. I mean, she's just about nearly foreman material, so we're very lucky to have her.
That is shocking, a couple of weeks in the racing industry. The third female jockey narrowly avoiding death following a fall from her horse.
Well, I guess I'm very blessed that I don't remember the accident. Me and Harry were just doing a slow lap on the sand and I come off and it sort of just clipped me on the head.
That was a bad day. But I think he pulled her in underneath himself. She got half dragged and it kicked her through the helmet. Most worst thing I've probably been through with horses and even, you know, with nearly with life, I reckon. And I've been through a few things too.
When I was still in the coma, they didn't tell my family much because they weren't sure sort of how good I'd come out of it. It was about 3 weeks, I don't remember. But it took about, you know, a month till I could start sort of processing and realising what was going on and asking questions how it happened or why I'm here.
In Sinead's case, just everybody dug so deep and probably felt so sorry for the kid getting hurt and how good a kid she is as well and how much everybody likes her around the place. And
while I was in Melbourne doing the rehab, Mum goes, oh, I've got a visitor for you. And I was like, oh, yeah, who is it? And she's like, no, I'm not going to tell you. It's a surprise. Michelle walked in the door and I was just so gobsmacked, thinking, you know, she's actually in my room talking to me. Yeah. The jockey coaches called me and asked, oh, are you applying to get into the apprenticeship program? But I'm just so happy that I got in Racing Victoria. A few other apprentices, and you know, they've done so well, so I'm just really lucky to have Austie to help me and guide me through. I love the horses and I love the industry. I always have my friends ask, oh, you know, why did you want to be a jockey so bad and what would you do if you couldn't be a jockey? And I'd have no idea because I'll probably be in it for a while. Yeah.
Good on Shanae O'Meara. I tell you what, I'm a big fan now, Harry. She is an absolute superstar. And you can have heroes, and it doesn't matter where your heroes come from, but Shanae, I think, is a hero. To listen to her in that video, and it was well done there by Country Racing Victoria to put it together, to hear what Austie had to say about her and to see her come back after that nasty fall and the love for the game makes her want to compete once again. Harry, she's a star already.
She is, that's right. As Maggie said, we're on the way to Bendigo with the ute and the float. So, yeah, Sinead's next to me and Dad's driving and one of our good owners, Charlie, who owns Bannerton, he's with us. So having a little day out at the races together, which has been unusual because of COVID, but, yeah, it's a fair call to think. You know, a while ago, you wouldn't have thought we'd be taking Sinead to the races to be riding the horses. So, it's amazing that she's even riding track work, let alone in races. So, tough caper sometimes. And not only did it rattle her family, but it rattled the whole Swan Hill community, especially around the track. It's a shocking thing. So, she's funny old caper that we get addicted to, and for some reason it always drags us back in.
How did you deal with it, Harry? Because you were riding right alongside her when that fall happened.
Yeah, and I've got a bit of a gift that things don't worry me too much, but I had a little bit of trouble moving on from it. But I must admit, I did ride that day. And one of the things that I've been lucky enough is anything can be going on in my life, but as soon as the barriers open, I seem to be able to put all that aside and just focus on the race. And I've actually had other professional sports people say to me that once that stops being able to happen, that's probably when you should give up riding. So I was lucky enough I was able to ride that day and get through it. But probably the hardest thing for me was watching Dad. He had a bit of trouble with it because she's a bit like a daughter to Dad. So it was pretty tough for him.
Well, Harry, we won't mention that she nearly got her first winner on the weekend and you pipped her.
Oh, no, Harry.
Yeah, and she doesn't get very aggressive. She's actually quite a shy girl, but she actually said to me after the line a word that we can't say on the road. She said, stuff you, Harry. So it's a weird feeling watching the orange and white colours coming at you when you're winning. But, you know, we're getting closer. She'll get one soon. And the best thing about it is she's blending in. She's not standing out. She just goes to the races and she's out there learning while nobody's knowing she's doing it. And one day she'll know how to do it and she'll go bang.
There was a host of country cups on the weekend. Harry, you're at Ballarat for the Sportsbet Ballarat Cup. You got a winner there on the day as well for Dan Bowman, your great mate. And Ocean Beyond's a three-year-old that's going places, and you gave it a peach, I thought. You waited and waited, and then you went bang.
Yeah, little ripper, that horse. He's been really consistent this prep, and he got a bit lost last time in. We took him over to Adelaide, and he just didn't measure up. But Daniel's got him going really good this time round, and there's a lot of fun to be had with that horse. He's got good ability. But, gee, Ballarat Cup Day, it was outstanding, guys. Crowds all the way along the fence, all the way to the top of the straight. Marquees, real vibe.
Yeah.
A lot of the stable staff from Ballarat were out drinking and yelling over the fence. It was Ballarat Cup Day of old, and that's what we've missed. It was amazing to have everyone back.
And, of course, Harry, you're brought to us by the Ultima Hotel. Shane Bennett and the team do a wonderful job. The best pub in the Mallee these days. And you won the Ultima Hotel Maiden, was it, there on Sunday as well? So you won your own race, Harry.
Yeah, I think Maggie put that in our notes, so she's onto it. I wasn't. I need Maggie running my media life to thank everybody that when you're winning races and that. But, yeah, we won the Ultima Hotel race, so happy days. The Ultima Hotel will be wrapped.
It's a $200 free drink card, tell Austie there, so he can probably head to the pub next time and take your drink card there for winning that race. Stay with us. Shepparton's not far away. Favourite is Ellie's My Girl at $2 from box number one, race number four, as we head to Dame Barry once again, another good Mallee kid. All right, then we need our Hall of Fames for last week or this week. We'll start off with you here, Maggie.
Yeah, well, Harry mentioned how good Ballarat Cup Day was, and I enjoyed watching it on TV. And one jockey that I think stood out for me was Ben Allen. He rode the double, and obviously he rode Moravi in Aquagirl closing the program. I think that was a great achievement for Ben. His name's back up in lights. He probably went through a bit of a hard time post Darren Weir, but he's found his feet, yep. And it's just great to see him riding winners again on the big stage. So well done to Ben, and I think he did very well on Saturday.
All right, then. Do you have a Hall of Fame this week, Harry?
Ben probably could have went in it. At his efforts at the wedding, actually, Gareth, the Hall of Fame.
Oh, how is he? He's a good-looking rooster, isn't he, young Benny Allen?
Yeah, oh, yeah, and he loves a party, hence why he was doing the ad for the parting of the horse.
Yeah.
Sorry. You know, he's a really good rider. It's just a bit unfortunate that his weight sort of limits his opportunities. When given the ride horse, he makes the most of it. So his nickname is the Whiz for a reason.
So they're one under Benny Allen and the Hall of Famer as well. My Hall of Fame goes to... Geez, I was weighing up a few options there. I thought Austie got three winners there at Swan Hill and he was very good. But I think Maddie Price is my Hall of Famer. She's not into the Hall of Fame just yet, but I watched a video of her the other day and she has her first race ride at Bendigo, which is great, Maggie.
Yeah, exciting.
For Luke Edwards, based at Geelong.
Jamie Edwards,
I should say. She spoke so well too.
We saw Sheridan Clark get a winner during the week and she was over the moon and wrapped, and it's good to see them ticking it off, and good luck to Maddie today.
Now, Harry, you're heading to Wodonga, which is exciting.
Yep, heading up there tomorrow. So I'm a bit like everyone on Weather Watch. So going to spin Black Sail around in the cup. He might need the sails out to get through the wet weather.
Does he get it? Does he enjoy a heavy track?
I don't think it's 100% his go. I think he likes a sort of a fast deck to scoot around the corners, but he's an honest trooper who he looks well placed. Karen and Dave have placed their horses superbly, so I'd say he'll be there to run super.
And this is Wodonga's the highlight there on Friday. What else do we have to look forward to this week, Maggie?
Yeah, it's a big weekend, so hopefully we get through the Wodonga Cup meeting tomorrow. Saturday, we've got the picnics returning at Woolamai in Yarra Valley Christmas races, and then Sunday, the huge day, the Jericho Cup down at Warrnambool and the Traralgon Cup over in the Gippsland region. So
the Jericho Cup just continues to get bigger and better each year, and it's great to have Racing Victoria say that they're going to guarantee the prize money going forward as well.
Yeah, it does, and there's lots of festivities happening around the race course, so make sure you get down if you haven't been to that meeting, and well done to the club and RV for supporting it and looking forward to a big Sunday.
Have you been to a Jericho, Harry?
I haven't yet, but I was just about to make the comment, odds on favourite. Somebody who's involved with winning the Jericho will be country character for sure, won't they? It's just got
100%.
Always a great storyline.
And I think Austie's got a runner, hasn't he, in the Jericho Cup?
Yes. Owned by the fella that we interviewed a while back, Andrew Kelly. So Andrew's had Savvy out and around the Swan Hill back roads, trotting, getting the K's into it, and the horse and cart.
He races today, Savvy. That's Sharnay's ride, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, to ride him today, and the 2400 to sharpen him up for the 4000 that he's going to run around in the Constellation Jericho. So it'll be interesting to see how he goes. He's a bit of a character the same.
Yeah. He's breaking up. Has Ostie put him in the sulky as well?
We're working on morning, and Andrew comes in and plays around with the sulky even after he goes for a trot out.
What a legend. That's what makes the Jericho such a great story. The horse that won, I just forget its name, but the horse that won the Albany Jericho qualifier in WA, he was the horse that, and he didn't make it, he's an 11-year-old, rising 11-year-old. Well, his trainer went out to give him a swim just before, I think it was the night before, and he was from Perth, so he wasn't aware of the surroundings that he was in anyway. He was taking his horse through the beach, and he got caught up in quicksand. And so his horse was the one that saved his life and pulled him out of the sand, and then the next day went on to win the Jericho. So there you go.
Pretty good story. I do remember that at the time, but that probably epitomises the story behind the Jericho and Bill the Bastard and the great story connected.
I think Harry's just lost us because he's just going through a difficult no service area from Swan Hill to Bendigo. We need to ask him what his best was. So the Jericho, are you getting there on Sunday?
No, I think I've been to the last two Jerichos, but I think Wandonga might see me out for the weekend.
Are you with Maddie Stewart that needs to be pushed back close to Christmas, away from Sipping Classic weekend?
Not necessarily. I think the December period suited the club being, I guess, the first Sunday in December.
Yep.
So that also helps. But they'll get people there. I think it's a different crowd as well. And I think that the local community is engaged. And I think that's what it's all about.
Well, wish Ostie the best of luck, Harry, today. And, of course, in the Jericho, we'll be cheering him on. And go and get them today. What, have you got a winner for us?
We're hoping Anderson can run really well. He'll be a top three kid.
All right, Bannerton. Say good day to Ostie for us. Wish Sinead the best of luck as well today. She's got a couple of rides, so go and get them. The team from Swan Hill and the Orange and White are coming.
Yep. Thanks, guys, and sorry about my service as always. Always on the way from Swan Hill.
That's all right. We didn't even notice it. Geez, thanks for that, Harry. Thanks for that, guys.